By the time the turkey is on your table on Thursday, the hotly contested casino bill will likely be law. Governor Patrick says he will sign the measure, which authorizes three casinos and one slot parlor for the state before Thanksgiving. There are apparently no showstoppers to prevent its final approval. But Governor Patrick has said he was surprised by a last-minute change that would take $15 million intended for local aid to cities and towns and given instead to the state's horse racing industry. To talk about the provision, we spoke with Chip Tuttle, Chief Operating Officer for Suffolk Downs, the racetrack in East Boston, the only thoroughbred horse track in the state. We asked him how the money allocated to the horse industry is spent.
It goes into the form of purses and breeding programs. So, for example, Suffolk Downs paid $8.25 million in purses to the owners of the horses who ran at our facility this year. And that money goes to the owners who in turn pay the trainers and the jockeys and the grooms and the stable hands and the farm and feed bills and all those things.
So ultimately then, from your point of view, you hope that it attracts more horses to race in Massachusetts and would make the field stronger and the races more competitive?
Exactly. The idea is to attract horses, better horses, and that's a customer service and in turn more customers who would participate in wagering on the races. We've had the unfortunate experience at Suffolk Downs for the last several years of being the only state on the East Coast, the only racing state other than Virginia, that does not have the benefit of expanded gaming revenue in our purses. So we've been competing against the state of Pennsylvania and West Virginia and New York and all these other states up and down the East Coast that have this. I think what happens is states recognize that the existing racetracks are affected by the addition of casino gaming, and so they take steps to protect the racing industry somewhat.
What has some people concerned about the money going to the Horse Race Development Fund is that the projected $15 million that'll go to the horses, so to speak, is going to come out of the pockets of local communities. I'm wondering if you would respond to that.
Well, I think that's a fair concern, Bob. I do think that, the legislative leadership, they weigh a lot of factors when they take a look at this. There are protections in this legislation for other industries. There are protections for small business. There are protections for the lottery. There are protections for performing arts centers. And I think they viewed it as a way to protect the racing industry.
So in the gambling bill, there will be eventually, presumably if it all goes as expected, three casinos in the state and one slot parlor. What's Suffolk want? Does Suffolk want a casino or a slot parlor?
We plan to pursue one of the resort casino licenses. We've got a significant property here, 163 acres. We have current occupancy permits at Suffolk Downs for 38,000 people. I think people don't realize just how big the facility is. And as I said earlier, we've been conducting gaming at the facility for 76 years. So we've got a track record as a welcome neighbor in our community. And we believe that we can develop a resort-style entertainment destination with gaming, restaurants, retail, hotel, and horse racing as a centerpiece that will be a world-class destination befitting the world-class city of Boston.
Would you settle for a slot parlor?
Bob, we really don't have any intention of bidding for a racino license. We are committed to doing a world-class development on the property at Suffolk Downs that will benefit local tourism, will create jobs, and will really maximize the economic benefits of this development for the Commonwealth. We know we're going to have to earn that right, and we're prepared to present a proposal that will do that.
Chip Tuttle, Chief Operating Officer for Suffolk Downs, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Take care, Bob.